And welcome to the South Fayette Church of Christ. To my visitors that are visiting with us this morning, we want you to know from our hearts to yours that we are truly glad that you're here. And we hope that any time that you're able to come out and worship with us here at the South Fayette Church of Christ in spirit and truth, it is our prayer that you do just that. Know our doors swing on welcome hinges, and we're always excited to have visitors visiting with us on this Lord's Day. And to the saints here at the South Fayette Church of Christ, let us continue to keep our eyes fixed on the cross, stayed on Jesus, loving one another as Christ has commanded us to do, having a desire and a zeal for God's word, a thirst for knowing more of God's will and what he has to say on the matter as it pertains to us living on this time side of life, and having a mind to work, doing whatever is necessary in order to spread the gospel message and serving in our God's kingdom. And no matter what, through the ups and downs, know this, that Jesus loves you, and I do too, and there's nothing you can do about that. This morning, I simply have a short but I think important message for us this morning. 2 Kings chapter 17, 9 through 13 was read this morning for you, and I thank you, Brother Trent, for reading that for us. But in the text, getting right to it, Israel is in a situation where they are doing some things secretly. And Israel is in captivity, and God is giving them the reason why. And because some of what Israel did, it was done secretly. In verse 9, it says, "And the people of Israel did secretly against the Lord their God things that were not right." One of the things that I noticed from the beginning is that with the mention of the fact that it's a secret shows us it was not a secret. How sad is it to see the delusion that the Israelites were under? That they felt and thought that they could keep any secret from God. I believe that it was true back then, and I believe that it's true now, that we too are often under the same delusion. That we believe that we can keep secrets from God. I believe as long as Big Brother doesn't see us, we're all right. If mom and dad, especially mom with the third eye in the back of her head, that can see all, we can fool her. We can get away with some things. Even to the holidays, right? Where we're on our best behavior because Santa Claus sees us. Well, I'm here to encourage you this morning that we need to have a fear, and that is a respect and a reverence for God because he sees the secret things. Let me tell you something. He saw it in the garden in Genesis chapter 3, verses 6 through 13. He saw it in Abel when he was buried in the ground in Genesis chapter 4, 8 through 10. He saw David's secret in 2 Samuel chapter 12, 1 through 7. He saw the abomination in the temple in Ezekiel chapter 8, verses 1 through 12. He saw the dreams of the king in his head in Daniel chapter 2, 1 through 28. He knew the hearts of Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5 and verse 1. He knows those things that we try to keep secret. I think it's important for us to not fool ourselves because the wicked does. The wicked believe that they can continue to practice what they practice. They can get away with these things. They can take it to the grave. I want to encourage you that the secret things, saints, belong to God. In Deuteronomy chapter 29 and verse 29, it says, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God. But the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law." You know, the evil man thinks that God will not see his deeds. And we can see that quite often because the wicked continue to do the same thing over and over again. But over in Psalms chapter 10, verses 8 through 11, it talks about the evil man and how he operates. It says that he sits in an ambush in the villages and hiding places. He murders the innocent. His eyes steadily watch for the helpless. He lurks in ambush like a lion in his thicket. He lurks that he may seize the poor. He seizes the poor when he draws him into his net. The helpless are crushed, sink down and fall by his might. He says in his heart, God has forgotten. He has hidden his face. He will never see it. There are many today that believe that they can get away with anything and they can take it to the grave. But I want to encourage you this morning to remember, especially my young people, God sees our sins, according to Psalms chapter 90 and verse 8. And if you don't know, like I know, we've always heard the saying that everything you do in the dark comes to the light. I'm telling you that evil cannot be hidden. Over in Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 23 and 24, the infallible word of God says, am I a God at hand, declares the Lord, and not a God far away? Can a man hide himself in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do I not feel heaven and earth, declares the Lord? Listen, we know we cannot get away with sinning before God, and yet we do it time and time again. You know that God knows what you stole. He knows about the substance abuse that you're suffering from. He knows about lying. He knows about fornication. He knows about the things that you're watching on your phones and on your tablet and movies and shows you ought not be watching. He knows about the lustful thoughts that you have. He knows about the grudge that you have in your heart against your brother and sister. He knows about the bitterness. He knows about all these things that are going on. As a matter of fact, he knows the things that will shock the people you love and are closest to you. He knows all these things. But I think it's important for us to understand that the fact that he knows these things, that they're going to be brought up in the judgment. There is no secret that will not be revealed on the day of judgment. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, looking at verses 13 and 14, he says, the end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring up every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or evil. You know, I was thinking to myself, if I'm going to do something in secret, if I'm going to do something that I don't want others to know, let it be something that I can present before God, something that I can be proud of that I've done that has helped someone else, that has encouraged another individual to turn their life around. Those are the things that we ought to want to do in secret, not letting people know the good things that you're doing behind closed doors, because you're not doing it for the glory of man. You're doing it for the glory of God. It brings me to my next point. We ought to rejoice, for God sees the secret things. He sees the fact, like we see in Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 6, that God will reward openly the good things that are done in secret. If I'm going to hide something, I'm going to hide something that I've done to help someone, to encourage someone. He says in Matthew chapter 6, beginning with verse 3, but when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that you are giving, so that your giving may be in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. So there are some things that we can do in secret, but it ought to be the good things, not the bad things. Because I'm here to remind you again that which is hidden will be made known. In Luke chapter 8, looking at verse 17, he says, for nothing is hidden that will not be made manifest, nor is anything secret that will not be known and come to light. I think there is a song around this time of the year that we sing that he knows when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you have been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. He's making a list. He's checking it twice, finding out who's naughty or nice. And I'm not talking about Santa Claus coming to town. I'm talking about Jesus the Christ. He knows everything that we do. He knows how we ought to be. And I'm telling you, if you understand the importance of being who you need to be, whether in the dark or in the light, whether it's public or in secret, know that there is a record that is being kept in heaven. You ever been in a situation where you've had an opportunity to talk with your mom and dad, right? And you sit down and you reminisce about that time, whatever that was. And you're talking to mom and dad, and then you think with your brothers and sisters, hey, you remember that time, mom and dad, where we snuck in the house and you thought that you didn't know, and you talk about it, and your mom and dad look at you and say, oh, we knew. We knew exactly what you were doing. You thought that you got away with it, but we didn't say anything. And do you know why? Because we were trying to see and give you the opportunity to either A, tell the truth, or bring to the light that thing you know that you did that you shouldn't have done. I'm telling you that that record will be brought up before all. Everything you thought that you was taking to the grave, it may have been concealed here in this life, but it will be revealed in the after. I want to encourage us all to be mindful that there is no thing that we can keep hidden or secret from God. In Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15, the infallible word of God says this: Then I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it. From his presence, earth and sky fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were open. Then other books were open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged by what was written in the books according to what they had done. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and Hades gave up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one of them, according to what they had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Saints, we all will be judged. And we want to make sure that what it is that's going to be displayed in front of all to see should not be things done in secret that are evil, but things that are good. I want you to really think about it. Can you imagine on that day a big projector screen that shows all of your activities, every thought, every word, every deed, every single thing that you have done, whether good or evil, will be displayed before all to see. And when you think about that, you ought to think in terms of, then there are no secret things. There is no such thing as taking it to the grave. Every single thing will be revealed. So I want to leave you with this. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. The end of the matter is all has been heard. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. If you're going to be encouraged by any means to be good, let it not be just for the holidays so you can receive gifts. Not just because you will get the praise of man. Not because you think that you will get away with something. But because you understand that you must fear God and keep his commandments. And know that he's in control of it all. If you're here this morning and you have not done the things that you know you should have. Maybe you haven't obeyed the gospel. Maybe you don't have any relationship with God. You have an opportunity today to do what's right. You have an opportunity today to be reconciled back to our Lord and Savior. You have an opportunity to reveal those things that are secret, that are keeping you from fully serving God with your whole heart. You have an opportunity to bring those things that are in the dark into the light. And if that is you this morning, and you are pricked at the heart, and you know that there are some things you need to change, you can come now as together we stand and together we sing.